Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is your boy, Dion Lee. Yes, that is me. This is a little pre-record here. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. Yes, I'm doing a pre-record real quick because I got basketball practice going on here at the center. So I got to do a lot of organizing over the next 15 to 20 minutes after 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. So I'll be in the mix doing my thing. But anyway, y'all, hey, let's get this party started real quick. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. And let me drop my sponsors real quick. We got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. We got Rogers Athletic Equipment, the official equipment, football equipment company for the women's football camp and conference, where the good get better. We got 22nd Fitness. Yes, y'all. 22nd Fitness is in the place, y'all. And we definitely rocking 22nd Fitness. You can go to 22ndfitness.com. For those who don't have time to put in a full day's work in the weight room or whatever, you got to get to 22nd Fitness. If you go to my website at lvshowgirls.com, yeah, I think you can put show in there, or Showgirls or something like that, and they'll give you free shipping on that particular packet. But, yeah, check that out. I'll get more in detail on that next week and maybe even later on this show. But let's go ahead and start just like we always do because, you know, we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly here on Four Course Coast League. And it's a deep kick. Deep kick. But you guys know the slogan. I already said it. But anyway, quarter number one, y'all. Hey, I got a bunch of emails this past week because there's a lot of teams out there who have displayed their new rosters on the year. And a couple of teams have talked to me about how do I feel. Because everybody knows that the Las Vegas Showgirls is not the same team as it was last year. And I make it known, and like I said, I'm not mad at anybody for whatever took place, but there's two teams, actually three teams here in Vegas. But apparently my team left and went to the Legacy team, and I wish them well. But now I got a couple emails from other teams that some players have left their teams and went on to other teams to create what we call superpower teams, super teams, or whatever. It don't matter to me. And I guess some of the coaches were upset with some of the tactics, recruiting tactics, paying tactics, you know, lodging arrangements and stuff like that. And, you know, they wanted to know how I felt about that. And I told them, I said, you know what? Whatever makes their boat float, it don't matter. You know, it just made me a better coach go out there and recruit to prove a point that, you know, it's the system, it's the coaches that have made the team. And yes, it does include the players, but the players got to understand that they're part of the puzzle. They're not the puzzle. But, again, some of these teams have put up their rosters, and is it fair? Is it not fair? Hey, you know, to each their own for me. But what I probably would have to be in agreement with the coaches, and the same thing with my team, is the approach that the ladies have taken to leave the team. Communication is key. There is none, you know. And I think as coaches and owners, you know, we feel that we are loyal to our players, but our players have not been loyal to us. Later! And, you know, my thing is this. If you play on a team and you're thinking about leaving to go play for another team, I think it's in everyone's best interest to at least alert the coaching staff, the ownership of the team that you play for, say, hey, you know, I'm either happy or not happy on your team, but I want to seek, you know, other pastors, you know. I want to go see what the other teams are all about. Instead of being sneaky, as with most of the people that have emailed me or contacted me, how they feel. I'm not going to understand how they feel. You know, I drew a sand I drew a line in the sand and told the girls, I need to know a date, I mean a time, and I gave them a date that I need to have an answer because, you know, we got a plan. It's a lot of planning put on, you know, for a football team. And, you know, I just think that the players owe the teams the respect of saying, hey, this is my intent, my plans. You know, so that team won't be caught off guard and look upon or frown upon the other team of, hey, you stole my players. So, hey, I'll see you guys in there in a little bit. All right. And, you know, that's how I feel. I think you should warm it up, because we're talking about women's football, and say, hey, coach, or hey, owner, you know, I either like or dislike, and I just want to go see what the other team is talking about. Is it an opportunity for me to go over there and see? And if I don't like what I see over there, can I come back? You know, and then owners, coaches can give you an answer. You know, I just think that, you know, it just causes more friction when it's top secret and when you can't, as a player, can't woman up and just say, hey, this is my intent. Again, no, you're not under contract. No, you're not getting paid. You know, and if the deal is better on the other side, then go for it. You know, I'm not mad at anybody that take that opportunity to improve themselves or better themselves. But I think they do need to talk to the coaches and the ownership and give an explanation. You know, not deep and thorough explanation, but something where people can say, okay, well, such and such didn't want to play for us, that's fine. Okay? At least I'm not caught with my pants down. And I think some of the teams out here have got caught with their pants down because now it's January, and they're finding out that some key players on their teams are not going to be on their teams anymore. And, you know, again, who do I blame? Do I blame the players? Yes. Do I blame the ownership? Yes. Do I blame the coaches? Yes. Because you can't sit on your laurels and just sit back and say, hey, I know I got a team. You know, again, that was brought to my attention back in September, you know, that I have players that want to leave. And I'm like, fine, just let me know that's what you want to do. Because I have to make plans to replace you. And like I told everybody, you know, I tell everybody, you are replaceable. I don't care if you're a starter. You are replaceable. As coaches, we have to be prepared in case you got hurt to have a substitute in. You know, it might hurt your feelings to hear that you're replaceable, but guess what? The reality is, you are. You know, and then again, coaches got to get out there and recruit. You've got to get out there and recruit to make sure that you have a valid team. You know, it's hard, you know, recruiting when you already have a team, but just imagine how hard it is when you don't have a team and you don't have the time to do it. So, you know, the bottom line is this, you know, I think we should all be respectful of the game. We should be respectful of what we're doing and respectful to those who gave you the opportunity to play. Okay? It's okay to say you don't want to play for a team, but don't leave a team hanging. You know, and you prolong and talking like, yeah, I'll be out there. And little do the coaches know that you're already out with another team. And it's not fair to the other coaches of the team that you're playing for. You know, it's just not fair to that team just because it's not. So if women's football want to take a step forward, the women of the game are going to have to woman up and just say, hey, these are the things that I'm doing, and these are the options that I have. And again, you pick the option, you know, you pick the boat that you want to float on. It's no big deal. But I do think the loyalty of at least talking to those who run the team that you have, and like I said, you don't have to give them a deep explanation, but I just think that a nice personal situation, not a text message, not an email saying this or whatever, you know, and then I think today's technology hurts more than it helps in some incidents, especially, you know, it's like getting a love letter, not a love letter, but getting a breakup text or a breakup email, you know, when you're dating someone or you're married to somebody and you find out through email, you know what I'm saying, or you find out, you know, because somebody else told you, or you saw somebody cheating, you know, at a club or whatever. That's just how it is. Instead of womaning up and just saying, hey, this relationship ain't going any further. It's time to move forward. Hey, that's your decision. But make it known. Don't hide it. Make it known that that's your decision. Okay? And like I said, I'm not going to get totally personal and talk about different individuals on my particular team that didn't come to me that way. I would say 90% of them try to send me an email, you know. I'm not an email type of guy. I'm a realist. I'm a real person. I want to hear it. I want to see it. I don't want to read it, you know. I don't know how to, you know, most of us can't even read emails correctly because it's always in the tone of how you feel anyway and not in the tone of how it was written, you know. If I'm pissed off and mad and I look at an email, I guess what, I'm going to read it as I'm pissed off and mad. You know, so that's why I like to talk to people in person, at least over the phone, so I can hear the tone of your voice and hear the fact that, you know, you're sincere about your decision. You know, give me the opportunity to even talk to you. And I think that's what all the other coaches and the other owners are asking. And like I said, it just brings bad blood, you know, and some coaches don't even realize that because you didn't even let them know that you never told the other team, you know. So now you got coaches who got good relationships that are hanging out and then find out this goes down and all of a sudden they fighting at each other's throat, you know what I'm saying? Owners fighting at each other's throat, you know. If you guys want a better product, then you got to respect the product, you know. You got to respect the owners. You got to respect the coaches. Respect yourself. Don't just go out there and treat yourself like a $2 streetwalker. You know what I'm saying? If it's good for you, then, you know, it's good. Like I said, I have nothing against any of the young ladies that left just playing for another team for me. You know, I just dislike the way that it was done. You know, to each their own, you roll. You sleep in the bed, you make up, that's fine. You know, but the respect line of it is the part that really irks me. And like I said, you know, this is Coach Lee. I'm ranting and raving a little bit. I'm not mad, but it's just so funny that, you know, when it happens to me, you know, people don't understand. But when it happens to them, then all of a sudden they want, you know, to raise hell, you know, about that's illegal, that's this, that's that. Well, you don't own the girls. All I can say is they should have respect enough to come tell you in advance that this is what they're doing. And it's up to you to accept that, either in agreement or not in agreement, but to accept it, and you make a decision at that point in time. Because there's some coaches that, well, if you go over there, I don't want you back. know, some coaches say if it doesn't work out for you over there, then come back. You know, so there's a lot of reasons and rhymes and ways that can happen. But again, ladies, I mean, you're causing more chaos than needs to be. If you choose to go to the other side of the fence, then do that. But alert those who help build this game, who help, you know, put this game in perspective, who've given you the opportunity, even a thank you letter, you know, or a thank you card, or a thank you phone call. Hey, coach, thank you for all that you've done for me over the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I really improved my game, but I want to get better, and I see that being possibly on another team can make me better. I respect that. I respect you as a player. I respect you as a person if you can do that. But if you don't do that, then that's where me personally, I'm just like, hey, you know, deuces, you know. Or what's my boy CeeLo song? F-U and F-U too. And, hey, you know, like I said, if you don't do it right, that's how it goes down. So anyway, this is your boy rocking four quarters with you. I will be back with you in a hot minute. I know it's about 15 after, quarter after. I'm expecting Coach Hadley to come on board about 7:30 this evening, so he'll be calling in. If you do have a little music in between, DJ, I'll be on shortly. I'm looking at getting on in about, probably, I should be no more than 2 or 3 minutes late if I have to get off, I mean, if I'm not on. So we will rock this starting at 7, I guess it should be right, what, 7:15 right now? Yeah, it's about 7:15. So I'm going to get the rocking and rolling. I'll be back on. So go ahead and play a little music, BJ, and I should be on shortly. All right? Talk to you. In a hot set, rocking four quarters of Coach Lee. All right. Peace. Okay. Here we go. Same deal, same drill. Yo, this is Dion. This is Dion. I am live, but I'm in the middle of a basketball situation. So I don't know what to do here, BJ. I'm supposed to have coach from SoCal Scorpions. But let me see if I can get somebody in here to do this for me, and I can finish up this show. I hope you guys enjoyed so far what we did, what I said earlier. I tried to give you guys a little something-something because, again, it was some concerns of the teams, of what's going on. And it's just a matter of us being able to, again, respect the game. BJ, put me on music real quick. I gotta do something real quick. So put the music on. All right, thank you.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm running a basketball clinic, you guys, right now, and I'm loving every minute of it. And I love to do women's football at the same time. And let's go. Let's make those baskets. I'm always coaching. Always coaching. But quarter number two. Again, just finishing up on the quarter number one. Again, we got to respect the game. Let's go. Next person. What's the next video to rebound? Let's go. Let's go, next person, let's go, start dribbling, let's go. Man, it's hard being a multitask person. There we go, let's go. We're talking about the season, we're talking about preseason. I know there's a few games going on. And BJ, if Coach Hansley gets on, just let me know, okay? And just put him on. We got to do better. You got to do better than that. Let's go, next person. All right. Again, preseason. I know that the showgirls are having a jamboree situation here in Vegas. Having a jamboree. Let's go, hustle. If you don't want to, let's go, hustle. Let's go, hustle. Having a jamboree on March 19th. I know that there's a few other teams out there that are having a jamboree. As well. I think it's so important that as teams that we get out here and we actually practice our product before we actually display our product in the games. I know in a couple of shows I've talked about that some of us just get out there and we want to play games. And there you go, good job. And never do some things, you know. And I'm just like, use the backboard. There we go. Come on, let's go. Yeah, slow it down. Hey, you got to slow it down. Yeah, I got to take this car. It's an emergency call. All right. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be done with it. All right. So, again, it's just a matter of time that we got to put our product together. I know my show is a little bit sloppy tonight. I got 85 kids here. We just starting up basketball, so, you know, I'm doing fundamentals right now. You know, and that's what I am. I'm a fundamental coach, and I feel that fundamentals are definitely needed. Okay? Fundamentals are definitely needed in any sport. But, again, part of fundamentals is actually the scrimmages. You got to be able to scrimmage. I hope that everybody gets their get some practice games in before the season starts. You've got to get them in. If you don't, it will be displayed in your product, and your fans will not be happy. If your fans ain't happy, the players aren't happy, you're not making any money, your team will not exist. So, again, get busy, start calling and getting these teams to do something together. I don't care what league you're in. I don't care whatever. Football is football. I don't care if you play with a green, blue, and yellow ball. Hey, is this Coach, is that you?
It's Coach Hasley.
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, I'm sorry I got called into duty here. A couple of my basketball coaches did not show up, and I got stuck running a basketball camp of 85 kids the second hour. I already had 85.
That's what happens when you're the biggest
earlier.
Man in sports, man.
I got to be, man. I'm on the Ning board. I'm on the talk show. I'm coaching basketball. I'm coaching football. I work. You know, it's just a whole bunch of things that go down.
Hey.
But I'm glad to see that you're here. You know, can you pronounce your name for everybody? Because I see you on the Ning board all the time.
Coach
Hasley.
Hasley.
Yeah, Coach Hasley of the SoCal Scorpions. This is your first year coaching, am I right?
First year coaching women's football, yes.
Yes. And I invited you onto the show because I wanted to get your perspective on, you know, being your first year coaching the women's game. And basically, how are you approaching it this year?
You know, we're just approaching it like it's football. We're not treating them any different than if I was coaching the men's side of the football. You know, it's football's football. We're just going full steam ahead. You know, we are sticking to basics from the start, just like we would do at any high school program, but we're still coaching them. It's just football.
Right. And you're taking over a team that's coming back. Actually, this is their second year back since 2007. And how are the ladies taking you as a new coach? You know, how's that going on?
It's great. We just had a mini camp this past weekend. Saturday and Sunday, and went really well. We have 55 girls out there, 55 ladies, and 10 of them have actually played on somewhere in IWFL or WFA, somewhere in women's football they played. So it was nice. It was nice having a lot of rookies out there. No bad habits,
oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that's definitely refreshing for me. For those who know that I'm pretty much starting from fresh and new. I think that's one of the most exciting things that I'm a part of and I'm liking. It's the fact that I have a bunch of rookies who pretty much don't have any bad habits that others may have by being coached by others, you know.
Yes,
and,
it's not so
I'm
much
really
bad habits either. You know, a lot of it's, you know, they don't have other terminology in their head that they have to relearn. So all the terminology they're learning is, you know, new, not only in sense of my terminology, but football terminology in itself. So it's a good thing that they don't have, you know, just, you know, some other coach's terminology in their head to run a certain play. So it's nice. It's a really different, you know, coaching the women where I think they give more effort than a high school kid that has been playing for 3 or 4 years, you know, really eager to learn.
Right, definitely that. That's one thing that I definitely agree with you, you know, getting into the women's game, the sense of wanting more information, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Really putting you as a coach on your toes because they really don't know a true three-point stance. They don't know this. They don't know that, you know.
You just say a certain terminology and they look at you and you just automatically assume that they understand what a post route is. Or, you know, what the running out route is. And, you know, you have to break it down. Okay, this is why it's called a post route. And, you know, it's really great because, you know, it gets me, after all these years of coaching, back in the basics, you know, from the very beginning. So, you know, I'm enjoying it a lot. We actually start our first practice tomorrow night. So it'll be real nice.
Are you guys in pads as of yet?
Oh, no. We're just, like I said, we had our mini camp this past weekend. We had Saturday and Sunday, 8 hours each day. And then, you know, we'll probably go about a week and a half to 2 weeks of 2 to 3 days a week, and then we'll get into pads, you know, We'll make sure that they understand the basics of football before we let them start hitting. Even though a lot of them are
going to
start hitting.
Oh, yeah, everybody is. I mean, I got rookies right now like, Coach, when are we going to hit? I'm like,
yeah.
There's a time and a place for that. There's a time and a place for that, you know? All righty. Now, as far as your style of offense and defense, what do the Scorpions have to look forward to this year as far as their offensive style?
We're keeping it pretty basic. We're not coming out trying to blow teams out. You know, it's nice to do that, but you know, we're just trying to get the ladies straight right now. You know, trying to have them line up in a basic formation.
Okay.
So we're probably just gonna line up in a high formation and you know try to split backs and put them in motion but we'll see how things go along and come in, you know.
Okay. So as far as defense is concerned, how are you guys looking as far as defense is concerned? What type of front are you guys looking at?
I'm
not trying to get all your secrets and everything, but
no, why football, you still gotta line up and make a tackle and make a pass, so complete the pass. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm trying to reinvent the wheel over here. We're pretty much sticking to keeping things basic, with the women until they can pick things up. And then once they pick it up, we might move forward and, put some more plays in here and there. But, we're going to line up in, I won't say vanilla, but, we might have a little bit of, hot fudge on there every once in a while.
Okay. And who's first on your schedule this year? I'm not quite sure who you guys scheduled against the first game.
We open up technically an away game up against the Sting, which is probably about a 20-minute drive for us, but it's an away game. And then we got the Bay Area Bandits, which are going through a revamp program up there. And then the Puerto Ricans were finally home. So, we got a tough schedule. The Sting are Nets up there doing good things with them now. So, we're just take it game by game. It's a cliche, but it's true for us. We don't even know what we have out there. We don't know who could hit yet. We just had 15 hours of practice, so you can only tell so much without gear.
Okay. All righty. I know I don't feel like I'm totally into this, but I am into this conversation. But I got like all these kids here, and coaches are looking at me like, okay, are you helping out? I'm like, no, I'm not helping out. I'm just here right now.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, I just talked about scrimmages or anything. Are you guys planning on playing any preseason scrimmages or jamborees or anything?
I just asked Ann and Jody the other day. And they're trying to set something up. Definitely I want to get one in. I don't want to keep banging on the same offense versus defense at our practices. I'd always like to go against another team just to see where we're really at. But that's up to the owners to see if they can schedule something for us.
Set that up. Yeah, definitely. I'm one of the coaches that I think that you got to practice your product. You definitely got to practice your product, and you got to go against other bodies to see what you really, really
definitely
got.
You can only go offensive versus defensive scout team so many times. You want to go one against ones as much as possible.
Right. Good shot. Yeah, so, again, as a coach, I'm a believer of fundamentals and going against other bodies because, like you said, you only have a certain amount of bodies on your team. And your number ones or your number twos aren't as good as your number one sometimes, so you really can't get a true look at what you look like unless you go against somebody else.
That's why they're
number
twos. That's the old thing.
Definitely that.
That's why they're number twos. If they were number ones, they'd be up in the number one spot.
There's no such thing as a 1A. No, it's not. It's either one or two. That's it.
Yep.
What is your practice policy? A lot of ladies out here, have to pay to play. And so what is your practice policy as far as playing time?
Well, we don't charge to play here with the Scorpions, but
okay.
we have our set of rules about being late for practice. Obviously, people work and have to, you know, have children and other obligations, but they, you know, they made a commitment.
Hey, here we go. Two lines. One
to play.
Line,
so
red,
if they don't, if they don't make practice, you know, if we have it 2 days a week and they miss one, they don't play the first half. If they
right.
miss both, they don't play. If it's a travel game, they don't travel if they miss both games. So they've been told the rules. They've signed them. They understand them.
Right,
you
hand
know.
Down, the hand back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because,
so, you know,
again, my experience with it is the same thing. You know, some my ladies do pay to play, but they're not entitled to have to play. Again,
yep.
we have similar rules as you do. You know, you miss one practice, you don't start. You miss two practices, you don't play the whole first quarter. If you miss three practices, you don't play the whole half.
Let's
mm-hmm.
go, run down, you know.
So, you know, I'm just glad to hear that other teams have the same types of policy, you know.
Yeah, you know, if not, they're just going to start using excuse after excuse. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's women's football or high school football or, you know, whatever it is. You know, it's if you let them start slipping from the beginning, they'll try to step on you. So we're going to squash that
mm-hmm.
from the start.
Right. So we are definitely working on that, working on that, working on that. Is there any questions you have as a newcomer that might be fascinating to you, or you might want a couple of tips? Is there any questions
I've been talking to a few of coaches, you know, on the board that have been really helpful. Obviously, Coach Holmes, who's on the board right now, I see he's been a big help,
uh-huh.
and yourself, and, you know, a few others that I've been speaking to, giving me advice about not only how to approach the women, but some of the
uh-huh.
things that I'm, you know, going to have to be on my toes about. So it's been a really good experience. I think the women's, you know, tackle football website is just, it's a great tool for a new coach. Not so much X's and O's, but more of some things that will pop up during the season that won't happen normally with high school football. So I think it's a really good website to go and look at. And, you know, I know I've used it and got some resources off it myself.
Well, it's actually meant to be an X's and O's for the coaches. We do have a
mm-hmm.
coaches area, and I try to stimulate conversations with other coaches and ideas and concepts. But, again, you have some that, you know, are just top secret about this stuff, you know. And I'm like, man, real coaches share with each other, you know, about the newness of the game, you know.
So I see
Coach left.
Greg Cover has a question. Is your team player owned? I don't know if you mean if our team is owned by a player. I don't know if that's
mm-hmm.
what you mean, Greg, but the Scorpions are not a team that is owned by a player. We actually have one of the management that's on the team, but not
right.
so much an owner. So I don't know
right,
if that was the
owner
question that you're talking
hand.
About. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and,
there's some teams out there that are player owned. That's what.
Yeah.
That, you know,
that's
one,
I think that's what
one
the question
form.
Is. And yeah, I know. Ann is the overall the owner, and we're she's not a player.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answered your question, Greg.
Yeah, I'm glad you monitoring the Ning board for me, because I'm actually on the middle of a basketball court. I'm acting like I'm coaching right now. I got some other
yeah.
youngsters coaching for me. But I got
that's
parents
okay.
watching me, so I'm moving my hands and act like I'm playing defense, you know?
Okay.
So
Greg said that was the question. So I don't know. I know
okay,
I clicked
yeah.
on you. I don't know where you're from, Greg, but that's a good question. You know, and
well,
I know a lot
Greg
of teams
over,
are. You know, he's in Utah.
Yeah, Over is the owner. Yeah, he's in Utah with the Utah
okay.
Jinx. And actually, I play him on the 23rd. So we're going to be rocking and rolling in a minute.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna wish you a lot of luck this year. There's gonna be some big challenges ahead, and
I
like I said,
that.
Man, all the coaches here are on one team. As far as if you need any help, I know you got
exactly.
high school experience, so it's not about X's and O's. It'd be more about relationship and keeping the hat from blowing off the head, because it's gonna get heated out there.
You know, hey,
so
you know, when you're in between the lines, it's one thing, but you know, before and after the game, you know, it's all about friendship after that, you know. You could hate me in between the lines, but after the game, you know, just shake hands, win or lose, and we'll go from there.
All right, here we go. New drill. Let's go. Show them how to do it.
Yeah. What else? I know I had something else for you, though. Because you guys are going to be in a tough league this year. And,
definitely.
Have you gotten any film on the other teams? Have you been breaking it down, being new to basketball? I mean, new to football here with the women's game? Have you had a chance to,
you know,
review
the Sting? I got some stuff on the Sting, I'm not going to lie, but, you know, they rumored out that they got a new staff that's running some different things. So, you know, I'm fine with seeing what happens on the first series and making adjustments from there. You know, I'm confident in my coaches that we can coach on the go, you know,
okay.
And we'll just go from there. But, you know, definitely film's always great to have, you know. But if you don't have it, you know, that's when you got to really coach, and I'm confident in my coaches to do that.
Now, speaking of coaches, how many coaches do you have on your coaching staff?
There's 10 of us.
Wow, that's a full coaching group
staff.
There. A lot of colleges don't even have that, let alone high schools.
Full staff. I got great coaches that they're dedicated, and once they knew I was coming back into coaching, they wanted to coach again. So it was a easy experience to get coaches out to come out.
That's wonderful. I can't say that I'm fortunate enough to have 10. I'm lucky to get 4.
It makes things a lot easier for me. I tell you that.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. All you have to do is really just management. You know, management of the groups. You know.
Yep. You know, and then when you trust them, that's, you know, it's even that much easier. I don't have to look over their shoulders and wondering what they're doing and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. That's been my thing here in Vegas. It's just been hard to find good coaches, people who are really sincere and committed to the development of women's football. At first, you know, they're into it, and then they realize that they're not as good teachers as they thought they were, and they look pretty bad, you know, because these are adult women, and they're going to question you. You know, they're not questioning your coaching ability, you know. They're questioning because they don't know.
Exactly.
They don't know the answer.
They want to know the right answer. I mean, they don't. I understand exactly where you're coming from there. So, it's good. It's great, though. It's been a great experience already. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach, I'm gonna go ahead and end this.
All right.
Again, I need to put in about another 20 minutes here. And BJ, I think I'm gonna just go ahead and end the show, because it's not gonna be any good doing something half-assed, and that's just not me. So let me get in here with these kids. I love doing my Monday night show, but folks, I got to go, and I want to thank Coach Hansley for coming on board, talking a little bit about with the Scorpions. And, again, I'm trying to get coaches to jump on board every Monday. Let's talk some football. Let's talk X's and O's. And I'm Coach Lee, and I'm out of here, you guys. I love you. See you guys next Monday. Bye-bye. Yeah.
defect. Check the record and record in intentional wreck. Played off as the intellect. Made the calls, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. No.